A story at Duke University a couple of months ago caught our attention. Adjunct and non-tenure track faculty voted for union representation. That decision prompted us to look into unionization efforts in academia. Yesterday, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reported on colleges' increasing use of adjuncts. Today, we learn more about the life of an adjunct and the challenges they face.
For 10 years, Louise Clark, a mother of three, worked as a Latin America Studies adjunct professor, initially only at UNC Charlotte.
Probably about 2010, 2011, I started working at multiple universities. So I was adjuncting at, say, UNC Charlotte and Wingate University. Last spring, I worked at UNC Charlotte and Davidson University. That's very typical.
Clark was sometimes lucky to get four courses a semester at UNC Charlotte at $2,500 a class, plus a $2,000 bonus for teaching a full load. But that still only amounted to $22,000 a year, so she also had a part-time job.
I would usually work in the mornings, teaching, advising, leave campus by after lunch, and then head into my other part-time job and work until 7:30 or 8 at night.
Clark says she never intended to be stuck in the adjunct lane of academia. She completed her PhD coursework, but not her dissertation. So she became an adjunct to get experience as she looked for a full-time teaching position with benefits. But along the way, Clark had to seek public assistance. It's a common plight for adjuncts. A UC Berkeley study says 25% of adjuncts are on some kind of public assistance. Some teach 6 to 8 courses and travel long distances between campuses. Take DeMar Neal. He has a PhD in music, but as an adjunct, often worked at colleges far apart.
One particular year, I was teaching at Meredith College, Elon College, and Mount Olive College. I live in Raleigh. Elon is approximately 70 miles to the west, and Mount Olive is approximately 70 miles to the southeast, so I ended up getting some lower back issues.
Neil says he earned about $30,000 a year with no benefits. He loves teaching, but says sometimes he felt taken advantage of.
I considered and reconsidered if this was the correct career choice for me, and kept coming back to the fact that I had already put so much time and effort into obtaining my degrees. You know, I have to continue to make money somehow. This seems to be the best match, with the understanding that hope that eventually it would turn into a full-time position.
Neil has not been offered a tenure-track position, but he did secure a 1-year contract at Wake Tech Community College in Raleigh. There's no guarantee it will be renewed next year, so he still works as an adjunct at Meredith College in Raleigh.
You guys want like 2 minutes to get ready?
Adjunct Cherise Duncan teaches 3 marketing and business courses at Johnson C. Smith University. She says her adjunct experience has been positive because she came to the university with a plan.
I made sure that, okay, where do I want to teach? What do I want to teach? And what are the specific hours that I want to teach so that I can be effective? You know, the opportunities are there, but you can't wait for anyone to bring them to you or to tell them about it. You have to network.
And she says, as for things like office space, Duncan says she didn't have one for 2 semesters, but she requested it and now has a large shared office. As for pay, at Smith, adjuncts get between $150 to $250 per credit hour, depending on a professor's degree and specialization. That credit hour rate is multiplied by the number of students enrolled in a class. A 3-credit hour specialized class of 10 students taught by an adjunct with a PhD that's $2,500. Duncan admits she's in a better position than most adjuncts. She has a consulting business and health insurance through her husband's job. Still, her plan includes making sure her classes are never canceled because of low enrollment.
My classes are large classes, picked on purpose. Because I'm an adjunct, I need that paycheck, absolutely. Just because I have a business doesn't mean I don't need the paycheck. So I chose classes that I know will fill up every semester.
The best advice I would give to someone is don't try to make a living at being an adjunct for your whole life. It's not going to work. You're going to be in a rough position. So find a way to make a living that is satisfying and then be an adjunct on the side.
Adjunct Ron Schmidt teaches political science at Davidson College. His advice comes from what he observed as a 10-year department chair at California State University, Long Beach. He estimates of the 100 adjuncts he oversaw, only two were ever hired full-time. Schmidt is now retired and teaches one class at Davidson to keep busy.
Only in the spring. In the fall, my wife and I have been traveling and trying to enjoy retirement.
Adjuncts at Davidson have it better than most, earning $7,000 per course. Davidson officials say over the past 7 years, they've averaged about 15 adjuncts a year, mainly to fill in for professors on leave. They say they can't recall ever hiring an adjunct full-time, which doesn't surprise Schmidt. He says universities, period, don't hire adjuncts because they spend most of their time teaching, and universities value research and published work in academic journals.
Within 2 or 3 years, you find yourself left behind by your discipline. It is very difficult to move from that situation to a full-time position because the very thing you're doing that you love is putting you out of contention with others.
A sobering observation, but many adjuncts are still hanging in there. That's why Joseph Fouchon, an adjunct of 15 years now, a stay-at-home dad, is offering help. He co-founded PrecariCorps, a small nonprofit that provides up to $500 to adjuncts, mainly for emergencies.
Rent, medical bills, car insurance, child care arrangements, and other expenses that their universities don't cover. We've had people write to us with maybe they have $100 in the bank and that has to last for a month. We've all been there. I gave up on it ultimately because adjuncting is a dead-end job.
Louise Clark, heard earlier, feels that way too.
I'm starting to look at other careers where I can be successful and not feel like I'm constantly beating my head against a wall. But it was the good fight. It was the good fight. And there's just not the opportunity right now.
And like adjuncts at Duke University who approved a union in March, Clark thinks collective bargaining may be the only way they can get the pay, benefits, and resources they deserve. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.